This podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In Podcast Network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Happy Halloween, all you sick and twisted individuals. It is yet another edition of Terror Tuesdays here at the Cinema Recall Podcast. I am your host, The Vern, and since it is Halloween, I'm not going to give you my review of just one movie. No, I'm going to be giving you my list of my own personal top five most scariest, disturbing, fucked up horror slash suspense films that I have seen. Now, I've done a post like this before. I still feel strongly about these movies today as I did back then. So I'm not going to dabble in anymore. Let's go ahead and get to my number five, all right? So number five is a movie called Dead Girl. It came out in 2008, directed by Marcel Cerimento and Gatti Harrell. And the story involves these two boys who discover a lady tied up in an abandoned basement. She's pretty, she has no pulse, skin is slightly cold, and she can never die. Yes, she is a zombie. The best part is that for these guys, nobody knows who or where she is. The boys at first decide to use this girl as their own personal sex slave. I mean, she can't move, that's what they use her for. It's that person fucked up right there. But when she starts to decompose, the two devise a plan to capture a much more younger, prettier girl, and then get her infected with, you know, what the dead girl has, make her a zombie so she can become their sex slave. This is a rare horror film in which the supposed monster is actually the victim, and the noble humans are the ones who are just god-awful. It was great relief to have her escape at one point and do some ultimate damage. This is the first time I have seen zombies used for sex in a movie, and I admire, you know, writer Trent Haga, if I'm saying that right, for changing a familiar genre into something really odd and disturbing. Another one I would recommend along with this is Contracted, which definitely takes a different twist on the zombie genre. But yeah, remember, number five has got to be Dead Girl. As for number four, yeah, I'm gonna do it, folks. We're gonna go with Audition, 1999, directed by Takashi Miike. Now, to be fair, this was the first film I have seen from Takashi Miike, and a lot of people will be like, well, Ichi the Killer is a good one to put on there, Visitor Q, I think he did some things for the Three Extremes shorts, but yeah, Audition was the first film I've seen, and I remember buying the DVD because on the cover, someone wrote on there, and I'm kind of paraphrasing it, what it must have been like to see the shower scene in Psycho back in theaters in 1960. You see, for an entire generation, that movie scared people because the violence came out of nowhere. It was random and unexpected. And I gotta say, the same thing happens in Audition, which starts off very much like the standard rom-com. After the death of his wife, you have this middle-aged bachelor who holds this fake audition to find a new love. He does find this very beautiful young lady who seems like she would be perfect. Yeah, I'm going to stop right there because this film definitely shocked me. It surprised me. There's a sequence in there that is just really disturbing. And if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. But I'm going to leave it right there. But yeah, I like the fact that it just comes out of nowhere with that one. So yeah, definitely number four has to be Audition. Moving on to number three, Martyrs, directed by Pascal Langura. And this one, it's really tough telling listeners what's disturbing about this flick without giving away the ending. This movie is about a young girl who escapes after years of abuse from her kidnappers. Years later, she befriends another abused girl, I guess at the center, and the two of them both discover the home of where their captives have lived. What happens next after that is just pure insanity. For me, there's just way too many twists for me to give away even one. The ending puts you through such an emotional wash, and it might spark some debate amongst some of you who have seen it. There is an American remake, but I've heard to avoid this at all costs. They supposedly wanted to change the ending to something a bit more wholesome, and horror movies don't need happy endings. Let's not forget what a travesty the remake of The Vanishing was. Yeah, if you've seen Martyrs, you definitely know what I'm talking about. After she goes into the home, you know what happens towards the end of that right there. I don't want to spoil it though, but yeah, it starts up as a normal revenge that just goes really bad. I guess what makes the movie really scary is what the villains have a message with it though. There's a purpose behind what they're doing, and their purpose is just really disturbing, really scary right there. So yeah, number 3 has got to be Martyrs for me. Now, my second choice is really going to surprise you, alright? You're going to be asking yourself, what the hell are you talking about, Vern? This movie's not scary. I watch the movie all the times. I show my kids this movie. This is not... No, what are you doing here, right? And my pick is Jaws, alright? Now, to understand... You know Jaws, directed by Steven Spielberg, about the giant shark eating people right there. Now, to understand my fear of this well-loved classic, I have to take you back to when I was about 6 years old and my family went on a vacation to Universal Studios in California. I was having a good time, I was enjoying seeing Woody Woodpecker, and I thought the Frankenstein monster was kind of cool. Then the bus or whatever stopped along a small lake, and there sat a guy in a rowboat fishing, doing whatever, just fishing away. Suddenly, a huge fin appeared, and it made its way to the boat. I remember screaming because I knew what was approaching. I have seen books about sharks, and I knew damn well that was a shark fin. But the man couldn't hear me. I tried getting the attention of the other people on the bus, but my mom just told me to sit quiet and keep still. The fin got closer and closer, and I'm screaming. I'm like, telling people to please stop this. Please help the guy. The fin got closer, and the boat toppled over, the man toppled over, and that's when the blood appeared. It was this huge geyser of blood, and I remember tears were streaming down my face as I cried for the death of the fisherman. That's when the shark appeared within about a few inches from my face. Since that moment, I could no longer go near anything that resembled that shark or that movie. In our local video store, I had to avoid entire sections so I would not have to look at the box art, not just of Jaws 1, but of like Jaws 2 and Jaws 3 at the time right there. I don't think Jaws 4 came out then. But yeah, I think it was very close to have Jaws 4 right there. I was still freaking terrified, alright? My dad, feeling frustrated that this boy was scared of a picture, decided right then and there that we would watch Jaws together. He held me on his lap, and although he kept telling me the shark was fake, at 6 and 7 years old, that shark looked pretty damn real to me. I ended up enjoying the movie immensely, but I still had nightmares later on. A few days later, I was finally able to walk past that section in the video store, and it helped nurture my love of being scared and love for horror films. Today, I still get a little freaked out when I watch it again. It's one of those movies that still causes me to have nightmares after I see it. Alright, so since I told you about my top four right there, before I get into my number one, let's just play a small little trailer of a podcast show that I think you should check out, and then I'll be back with my number one pick, alright?
We'll return after these messages.
Oh God, not these guys again. Pete!
What you wailing about now?
Those three weirdos are back.
Well, them boys are low-paying customers. And we don't get many of those on account of the food poisoning.
All they do is order coffee, and they stay here for, like, hours.
How often they come in here?
Every week. They just talk non-stop about these terrible movies. Horror, action, cult films. It's like they don't have lives.
Well, hell. You've been working here since you failed community college. What kind of life do you have?
Eat shit. No, better yet, eat that slop you serve the customers.
How's about I spit in their coffee mugs between refills? Deal?
Now you're talking. Hey guys, welcome back.
Diner of Death, a buffet of B-movies, exploitation films, and trash bags. Part of the Core Temp Arts Podcast Network, a Blood Dribble production.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Cinema Recall Podcast, Terror Tuesday edition. And yes, I'm here with my number one most disturbing, most fucked up flick that I have seen. And I'm going to go with 2002's Irreversible, directed by Gaspar Noé. Of all the movies I have seen throughout my years, none have affected me so strongly than this French tale of revenge. The movie begins at the end, when two men are being escorted out of this nightclub and they're badly hurt, one person has been killed. It continues backwards, where you find out that one of the men is on the hunt for someone who attacked his girlfriend. Irreversible is known for two scenes of really graphic, disturbing violence. One of them involves a man being beat to death with a fire extinguisher, with very close-up images of his face being smashed in. The other involves the rape of a woman played by Monica Bellucci. I have never seen violence played on screen so realistically the way it was shown here. It almost made me feel like I was the one who was being attacked. A lot of people say that the rape sequence does go on for a long time, and it does. It's over like 10 minutes long, and when I first watched it, I had to shut it off because I just couldn't take it. I finally was able to finish it, and I gotta say, I gotta admire Gaspar Noé for this, because the length of the scene, it does make sense, because in most movies, when the sort of crime happens, it's over within a minute. To most victims of this kind of abuse, it can last forever, and this movie shows us that. Yeah, I still, to this day, I think it's a brilliant movie. The movie has, like, wonderful cinematography from Benoit Dobie, who also shot Spring Breakers. It also has a great score from Thomas Bangalter, who you may know mainly from Daft Punk. And it has really great performances. The scenes with real-life couple Monica Bellucci and Vincent Cassel are so damn beautiful. I can't simply regard this as being exploitive. I've only seen the movie once, and yet I still have nightmares about it every once in a while there. It's just, especially the news here on YouTube about people being sexually violated. Yeah, this movie definitely kind of hit close to home, I guess, what's going on here too. And, yeah. So yeah, Irreversible is definitely my number one flick of being the most disturbing. Yeah, so honorable mentions I have on here is like Ju-on, The Brood, I Saw the Devil, Eyes Without a Face, Hellraiser has some good ones there too, Gotta Go with the Nightmare on Elm Street, I remember that one still freaking me out, the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I remember being freaked out by that one as well, Rin-U, the actual original Japanese version of that, Seven. That's definitely got some freaked out moments here. So, yeah, those are just a few right there. But let me know what you have in your list of your top five most scariest, fucked up, disturbing films that you have seen. We will be back with another full Halloween episode coming up to you next week. I'll be covering more features from the Twin Cities 2017 Film Festival, so definitely look forward to that. As always, you can listen to all of our episodes by going to the site, thatmomentsin.com. We are on Stitcher, Podomatic, iTunes, I believe Player FM, a few other ones right there. But yeah, I think that's going to wrap everything up right now. I hope you all have a great Halloween. Hope you go to some great parties. Hope your office has some great costumes there. I am the Vern, and I'm going to go back to my crypt. So I will talk to you later. Good night.
This podcast is a proud member of the LAMB Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.